Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
With ASC Credit Union's free Kasasa Cash checking account, you can earn 4% APY on balances up to $30,000. Qualifications and rules apply. See an ASC rep for more details. Federally insured by the NCUA. Online at yourascu.com. ASC Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASC.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Millbrook police say a man injured in a shooting will not cooperate with their investigation. Police say 23-year-old Kawan Wyatt was shot multiple times last Thursday. He has non-life-threatening injuries. If you have any information, call Crime Stoppers at 215-STOP. We are one day away from Montgomery's municipal elections. Voters will head to the polls August 27th. Visit alabamanews.net for more information on the candidates running for mayor and city council. And the Alabama Republican Party is against a proposal to replace the state's elected school board with one appointed by the governor. The party's executive committee voted Saturday to oppose the constitutional amendment before state voters in March. Governor Kay Ivey and Senate Pro Tem Del Marsh have endorsed the plan. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Montgomery area helpwanted.com presents the world's worst boss, the one who posts jobs on huge national job sites, looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
Listen up, everybody. I'm happy to say that our office will be doing a winter coat drive.
Oh, I think I have something.
Actually, they just need men's coats in a size medium, preferably light blue.
What charity is this exactly?
The None of Your Business Foundation.
Don't be a Dave. Find your perfect local employee at MontgomeryAreaHelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Joe Walsh, the Republican congressman from Illinois turned radio host, announced he is running for president.
As we learn more about Aretha Franklin, it turns out she died with nearly $1 million in uncashed checks.
Brazil's president, Jair Bolsonaro, has promised to roll back protections on the Amazon rainforest, but he's now deploying his armed forces to protect what's being destroyed.
There was a lot to talk about at the G7 summit in France, but it was the unexpected arrival of a high-level Iranian official that appeared to catch White House officials off guard.
The accusation comes from a bitter divorce and custody battle. Estranged wife Summer Warden saying McClain used a computer on the International Space Station to access her bank account.
11 pitches, 10 foul balls. Off speed, laced, and Wiltz catches it. And Louisiana is your Little League World Series champion.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome back, everyone. News 93.1 FM, Dan Morris Show on a Monday. Starting your week out right, let's bring in the mayor himself, the mayor of our beloved city, Todd Strange.
Joey, can't you get a bigger, crowd than that?
I could turn them
so,
up.
So many questions. Let's start with the water park, our park that you've had in a glass for a while. Finally got that bad boy out there.
Yeah.
You're a numbers guy. I'm a numbers guy. I see how the numbers work for the city. But how do the numbers work for the county?
Well, from a standpoint of the extra outside of the park, what we're looking for, frankly, is the return for all of the hotel lodgings, for the restaurants, for the general taxation, and things like that that would go
at
that.
So you just gave them the land, though.
We're giving the... It's a very complex transaction, but at the end of the day, what we, the city, have been trying to do is to do our fair share, make a contribution. We are going to do the Salvation Army piece, and then...
What was the dollar figure on that?
Well, they want a substantial amount more than what the appraisal is, and it's just a an issue of value.
You're going to condemn them?
You just can't.
Eminent domain?
You can for institutional and infrastructure and things like that, but you cannot for commerce and
I feel a big road coming to
that. Yeah, right. I would say you could always threaten that, but at the end of the day, we're not. They're not going to stand in the way of this great opportunity for the citizens, not of Montgomery, but of the Southeast, to be able to do this. We will get to a number that's fair. We think as we treat this as an economic development project, there is an I-65 initiative that we can factor into about 2.5 times appraised value. Might ought to be a number that you ought to get to, which would be in a $5 million range. There may be a minute or two. There's some.
We're talking Salvation Army only.
Yes.
Do you already have the property? That's
absolutely everything else.
Okay. Everything else you have.
Everything else we own. About maybe 90 acres or something like that. And the piece we don't actually own, but we have a land lease from the Corps of Engineers, which is the bottom piece there, which you can't build any structure on, but you'll use that for jogging trails and walking paths and things like that. So in total, $50 million. We've been structuring it so that we could.
Do you think the city's portion of land is five?
No, we actually paid $12 million for it.
For everything?
For the land, yes.
Okay.
Now, I did not. That was part of a land swap with the federal government 15 to 17 years ago,
right,
when Riverside Heights was all done. There was probably 8 or 10 parcels outside of Salvation Army that was not owned, that's frankly been being bought for the last 10 or 12 years, and because that was a prime piece of property right on the bluffs, and that we wanted to someday have a vision for what would go there. We actually turned down a state project there that we would have sold for, you know, $600,000 to $800,000. Rather than selling that and just taking that piece of property, we defer on that for this particular project. That's how long it's been around. It's a project that only in the last couple of months could really come to the fore, because we didn't control all the property. And the capital stack wasn't in place well enough to go forward. And so the county is putting in about $35 million through a bond issue, that the revenue stream from rental tax that they've got through the legislature will in fact service that. State's putting in some money, some private enterprises.
Let's go back to the rental tax. You're talking about rental tax at the park itself?
No. Rental tax across the board.
Okay.
See, the city has had a rental tax for many, many, many years. The county has never had a rental tax. And so now they have a rental tax effective whenever they activate that.
Okay. So, as a numbers person, does the county's numbers work out?
The overall project numbers work out. If you compare us to a Charlotte, if you compare us to an Oklahoma City, once you stabilize, it'll take you $2 or $3 million to stabilize. You could have on a $12 to $15 million revenue stream, you could be netting to a cooperative district $1.5 to $2 million.
You're looking at the impact on lodging is your primary
for the city, yes.
And then the secondary is going to be the each that they have over there at the park.
Right. What the other thing we did do is we agreed to contribute the tax that's produced in the park. Ticket sales,
right,
food,
concessions
to the project itself, which was about $400,000 annually.
So what's the expense of the $400,000? Is that your nut, or is that the county?
No, the county gets 2.5% of that. That's our 3.5 cents. State actually gets 4%.
Wow.
So the state,
make them happy.
That's about $1 million that would be tax generated within the park itself.
What do you think the attendance numbers will be, and what is the per head attendance impact on you?
Daravi, Kevon Daravi, estimates something in the $200,000 to $225,000, which is essentially what comes to the zoo. But he did his pro forma on like $65,000 or some number like that. He did not include any local participation because his theory there is they're going to do that versus going to the movies or going right. to the biscuits or whatever. It's his only transient.
So you only think 65,000 people will
that's
be?
That's his number to break even.
That's not the number that you So 65,000 gets you break even. That's a good number. And so, but
the project.
Project itself.
The project breaking.
So, I drove over there this weekend. When I drive and I look at where the park is, then I look across the street, what is going to be happening to the other area across the street?
We have bought up a lot of that property along the way the last several years, and that will.
A couple of houses deep on those, some of those blocks.
We own a lot of property along there. There is a vision for a research park over there. And we actually have a conversation going with a computer company now that's well known in the state of Alabama, has some centers in Huntsville and also in Birmingham that we think that we're going to be able to locate here.
When I was looking at the website of the park that's in Charlotte, there seemed to be a hotel that's either on the property or adjacent to the property.
Only within the last couple of years has that come to fruition years.
So it had to build up to that.
That's correct. That's correct. And we've had conversations with a couple of hoteliers that are interested, and the commitment they've made to us is you build it, and if they come, we will then have a hotel.
That makes sense
but
to
we
me.
We did not perform any of that. None of that's in the quake. That's the gravy.
Okay, help me out. Another part, when I was looking at the park, how do you fit parking into this whole equation? Because it didn't look like you had much room left for parking.
There's enough parking.
We're going to be on the runway of Maxwell.
The piece that Maxwell is not using today as a part of the swap that we did inside the fence and between the fence and where the school's being built, there is another parking strip that, if necessary, the park would be able to utilize that. So there would be adequate parking for the expected 200,000 visitors. What they're saying is there'll be 200,000 visitors to the park, and 65,000 will partake of the water activities or the wet activities and the dry activities, the mountain, the rock climbing, the zip lining, canoeing, whitewater rafting. And you've got lots of opportunity for team building, for corporations, for the military. And you can also, for the Southeast, be able to bring in first responders with swift water rescue and things like that. There will be a tank that will be able to do that, too.
When will turnkey be on this?
Yeah, if everything goes right and the go-ahead gets done in the next 30 days or 45 days, it's going to take about 6 months to finish the drawings, and then you would anticipate construction in the spring to summer of next year, and it's probably an 18-month build.
What are the viable
months? So 2022.
So what are the viable months that this will be going on? Are there shutdown months?
Yeah. Well, there really wouldn't be any shutdown months because if it's not wet water activities, it could be dry activities. And there's going to be an amphitheater that doesn't have to compete with a train track to get across to it. There'll be restaurants and other entertainment venues there that you could use 365 days a year. But, you know, to the extent that you could wear wetsuits and things like that, you're going to be able to do it almost 365 days a year, but maybe you know, 300.
Let me ask you the question that I was asked. Were you trying to get this under the line right before you got out of town?
I'm actually not driving the train. This is a project that when Ellen McNair's daughter, Megan McKenzie, came to see me with it, knowing what I knew about Charlotte and doing a lot of research, we gave, we invested $75,000 to her organization, which was millennial driven, to do some expert research feasibility study on this, a couple of visits here, site selection, things like that. And then from that, we said, we're not going to be the sponsor. We're not going to put $50 billion of taxpayer money at risk. And we brought in the county. The county decided that they wanted to do this, that they wanted this to be their particular project. That's where that $35 million piece comes mm-hmm. in. All the capital stack is exclusive of us, with the exception of the Salvation Army. Now, you can do the project without the Salvation Army. It's not perfect, but we need as a community to help the Salvation Army get a better facility. It is atrocious, and it needs to be elsewhere just for the sake of Maxwell.
Well, when I went around and came, I drove all the way to Prattville so I can get coming the first exit, came back so I could get the feel. What would it be like if you're going north to south and getting off and coming up on the right? If you make the presentation of that, it is really going to
absolutely
be nice.
But the marketing,
particularly if you own a bunch of property on the left hand side.
Yeah, but the marketing piece is so critical. The promotion piece. Charlotte, North Carolina, has done a masterful job because it's 40 minutes outside of Charlotte. You got to drive there, and until just
you
got
to want to be going there.
You got to be want to go there, and just in the last couple of years, have they had the hotel? And you know, you talk about the profit. You're always trying to improve the park. You're trying to maintain the park. You're trying to build the amenities to the park. So there's really not going to be any disposable profit outside of putting it back into the park, into the cooperative district. And again, their payback is going to be a millennial city, a city that's got great quality of life, and all of the jobs and all of the visitors is going to come. That's where they're going to be the payback.
Let me go to a break. I want to get into the number of employees, what the template looks like, what's the highest part, what's the lowest. Going to be back with Todd Strange right after this.
Dan Morris Show.
If you want me to stay, I'll be around today to be available for you to see. I'm about to go, and then you'll know for me to stay, I got to be me. You'll never be in doubt, that's what it's all about. You can't take me for granted and smile. Calvin Grace, I'm gone. Forget reaching my phone, because I promise I'll be gone for a while. When you see me again, I hope that you have been.
Giving voice to liberty in our time. The Joey Clark Radio Hour. Monday through Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
If you have a pool, you know about needing help with it from time to time. I have found that company for you, Fagan Pool Service. They're a Regal Chemical dealer. They've been in business over 40 years. Regal Chemicals are the very top of the line. This is family-owned, father-son duo. They handle all repairs such as pool liners, pumps, motors, filters, salt generators, leak detection, you name it. American-run by two veterans, so you can trust they know the importance of hard work, dedication, and integrity.
Has your pool lost its fun? We keep you in the swim of things. Call 201-1819, 201-1819, Fagan Pool Service.
As a business owner, how important is it that the first person your clients meet be exceptional? Do you realize they don't actually meet your employee first? They meet the outside of your building first. What you do on the outside of your building tells a customer a lot about what you do on the inside. When customers drive up to any business, a restaurant, a bank, a hospital, what is the first thing they see besides the building itself? They see the landscaping. If the landscaping is beautifully groomed, aesthetically pleasing, and professionally managed, you're going to instantly gain respect and trust. property management source has proven to be one of the most professional landscape management companies in the area for businesses. For your business to succeed, call PMS 593-3341. They know how important a beautifully landscaped, manicured entrance is to any business. Call Property Management Source, 593-3341. They are your first impression. If it's outdoor, they do it.
I was looking for a great birthday gift idea for my mom. I heard that Dan Black Studios has gift certificates for preserving video, photos, and slides, and I thought that would be perfect for her boxes of home movies. They can even take the photos and videos from my smartphone and convert them to a DVD, flash drive, or even put them on the cloud. You can order gift certificates online at danblackstudios.net or visit their location on Monticello Drive. Call Dan Black Studios for more details. 334-279-6036.
Intellectually honest, philosophically consistent radio. News and views from 9 till noon. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9228, that's where we are. Mayor, let's talk about numbers here. Let's start with employees. How many employees with this facility?
About 125. Maybe at peak, it might go to 140 or something like that. But
those are mainly people that are on the ground, that are in concessions, at the different places.
Running the venues, yes. Management, things like that.
Oh, those are going to be the other. How big of a management team will be in to do this?
There will be a management contract with, is it Natahala? Natahala Outdoor Adventures, which is a well-known company out in the Carolinas. They're actually going to be the management company that's going to do this. They'll do it for a management fee. And one of the important ingredients of this whole deal was if there's a shortfall in the ramp-up or something, they're obligated for the first million. First million, $250, as a matter of fact. We, the city... For a 10-year period of time, we will make $1,250,000 available in a second position after the management company.
Does this now call into a need for transportation going from the hotels to different sites where you're stopping off at the Legacy Museum, you're going to this, you can go to Biscuit Stadium and things like that?
Absolutely. We're in conversation with the chamber relative to once you become.
Don't you like the way I read your mind?
Yeah. Once you become a destination city, you got to provide transportation.
Absolutely,
a fixed route transportation, if you will, to the various venues, and we cannot do that with utilizing federal funds to do that. And so, what we've encouraged the chamber to do is to do tourism bus, van, whatever, with 30-minute increments or whatever increments to go to the various venues from the visitor center. And we're trying to work it out where they will keep the visitor center as the place for all tourists to start.
So what will happen, will it be a route or will it be a single shot where you go from the visitor center to...
No, I suspect it'll be a fixed route, but we just introduced bike shares on Friday. So bike shares...
You riding your bike downtown.
Well, you didn't see the news on Friday. I did. I rode from City Hall down to the Biscuit Stadium.
Did you?
Where we had the announcement.
You're right, I didn't see the news. I was at Vintage Year on Friday night.
Well, you could have seen it at noon and 4 and 5, but so that would be another transportation, obviously, Uber. And frankly, from downtown, the walk is less than a mile.
Well, there's a guy who we mutually know whose name sounds a lot like Grits, who got your parking app, but he couldn't figure it out.
Oh, wow, good.
And so I said, well, we need an 8-year-old to do this thing.
Yeah, give it to his grand.
How is that working out?
Tom Pierce has told me that it's worked out quite well, that we're getting 25-30% utilization out of the
app. You don't have to go get those damn quarters out of the machine.
I don't. You're right.
Well, but someone
you do,
did.
But you do still have to collect because you can do either one. See, that's the beauty. It's not all of one.
Yeah, I had to put coins in mine.
You can do both. So if you're not smart enough to figure that app out, just put them in.
Well, next time you see him, you may need to help him with that.
I had dinner with him Friday night, as a matter of fact.
Did you?
At another location.
It was good. I tell you, congratulations on Minute Year.
But they had to stay close because they had to get a grandson.
within slip-out distance, as we call it out here.
Because the parents were enjoying themselves as well. They had volunteered to babysit.
I like that. 272-9228 if you have a question, comment, viewpoint for the mayor. Well, congratulations on this water park. It sounds like it's going to be a real big deal. And it sounds like you've kind of inoculated the city from too much exposure.
I would hope so. I mean, that was really our goal, to get it, to get the capital.
The county, on the other hand, well, that's different.
Well, but again, the county, with measured optimism, have a vehicle in place, really, to service that debt outside of a general fund and things, and that's that rental tax. It was a new situation that, frankly, they got passed in the legislature maybe 2, even 3 years ago, that was to generate an amount of money. And from that standpoint, they've been waiting to activate that. And again, that will be the primary revenue contribution. Again, the state is putting in a good little bit of money because it means tourism to them. They get 4 cents out of every dollar. And there are a couple of private sectors that we don't have permission yet to talk about their participation.
Totally off the radar. The ESPN was in town, and I bumped into them at Vintage Year, and what are you doing here? And they're here for the Samford Youngstown game.
That was the Guardian Kickoff Classic, which is part and parcel of our ESPN package for the Comedy Bowl.
I want to tell you, the ESPN loves you. They love you. This guy, he's kind of the guy who does the producer. They send the same guy in because he knows the layout type thing. He loves Montgomery.
Well, it shows extremely well. It's an intimate park. It's got a lot of history. And Montgomery, while we didn't show it in this game, in the Camellia Bowl, always, you know, wins by, at the last second or two, by 1 or 2 or 3 points.
Oh, guy, it was
three
a wipeout.
At 2 o'clock, we could boost the fact that we were the first of 150 years. An evening game, a later afternoon game, probably was a bit better for us. And while Youngstown ended up winning, there weren't many people that traveled for Youngstown to be here.
I was going to ask, because when I looked at the camera shot, it didn't look like the crowd was anywhere near where the community was.
10,000, 12,000, which is about half the capacity of the stadium.
What type of dollar figure did that mean to Montgomery? And how does Guardian, because I thought Guardian was strictly local.
It is, but it's more regional than local. But they've been doing a lot of good things, and that was something they wanted to be part of a bigger package.
Who sells that?
Who sells that?
Who sells Guardian on that?
ESPN, Johnny Williams.
Johnny Williams.
Sports Commission. See, Johnny Williams is dual-hatted. He's chairman of the executive director of the Central Alabama Sports Commission, but he also is an employee of ESPN.
I did not know that.
And his primary goal is the Camellia Bowl and all things associated with Camellia Bowl. And what our goal has always been is to marry events to the Camellia Bowl. We're very close to doing basketball. We could even do baseball and have multiple venues all under ESPN auspices. Pete Dersis, who's now head of all college sports with ESPN, and I hit it off about 7 years ago.
Like drinking buddy levels?
Well, we actually met with Dr. Bronner, as a matter of fact.
Money buddies.
chat about this. He had been at UAB, and he was actually in the RSA system because he was on staff up there. And it was almost a marriage made in heaven to be able to accomplish that. They do like our bowl. We've gotten a reputation.
They like the city.
Well, we kind of roll out the carpet, truthfully, for them because it's important to us to show extremely well. You know, I don't know how many people saw it, but every time they cut to a commercial, and we get four, I think it was, during that period of time, it's always about Montgomery, Alabama. And I hear all the time people talk about they saw us on TV or through the bowls or any of those kinds of things. And when you publicize the venues we have and our technology that we have, people take take notice.
I was kind of surprised because I didn't know it was even happening until I bumped into these guys.
I would suggest that we probably did not do as big a job as we needed to, but again, the matchup between those two teams didn't lend itself very well to a competitive environment. I talked to Johnny about that and Scott Miller, who kind of is our interface on that. I think not the format, but I think the matchups are going to be a bit more not important, but of higher name recognition.
Is there a magic number of mileage away from Montgomery that works
well,
for you?
Well, yeah, you know, 2 miles.
Appalachia State was seemed to have a bunch of people. Yeah,
2.5, 3 mile drive time is where you ought to be to be able to get here. And we've had good crowds.
So UGA.
we've had good crowds
against Nick Saban.
The other thing that we've done quite well is, if you looked at the stands, we didn't have a lot of people, but we had as many, if not more, in the multiplex where the ESPN zone was, where we had 5 or 6 corporate sponsors had a couple of hundred people in there. So if we had taken those 3,000 or 4,000 and put them in the stands,
then you would have filled it up.
Then we'd have filled it up. And up, I was up in the press box too. The press box is overflowing.
News on it because there was food up there,
and it was cool.
272-9228, Red Top, hang on, going to a break, coming back with Mayor Todd Strange.
The Dan Morris Show. Biggest and baddest broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Udell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Have you ever thought you'd like to own a zero-turn riding mower, but you just couldn't justify it because either your yard is too small or the price is too big? Hey folks, Bruce Holding with CTE Outdoor Power introducing the new Hustler Dash. At only 34 inches wide, the Hustler Dash is perfect for small yards, and starting at only $21.99 or payments as low as $50 a month, it's the perfect price. Bottom line, the Hustler Dash is the most compact, affordable zero turn on the market today. And when you purchase CTE's VIP package, you get free delivery upon purchase, and for as long as you own your Hustler, you'll get free pickup and delivery, free blade sharpening, our 7-day repair guarantee, and a free rental mower while yours is in our service department. Well, with service like that, why go anywhere else? And military personnel, to honor you, please ask about our military discounts. CTE Outdoor Power, I-85 at Perry Hill Road, and CTEOutdoorPower.com.
Hey, this is Lyle from Margaret's Exquisite Jewelry, and I do my radio advertising on Blue Water. I'll tell you what, I use most of the stations, and I've been using it for so long, it's hard to tell with the money you spend on advertising if it does any good. When they come in and say, I heard you on the radio, I know it's Blue Water, and I love Blue Water.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Fox News, I'm Jane Metzler. President Trump says China has taken a hard hit in recent months, and he believes its leaders want to reach a trade deal.
So when you say, do you think they want to? Maybe they want to and maybe they don't, but I think they want to make a deal. I'm not sure they have a choice, and I don't say that as a threat.
U.S. markets higher on news of renewed trade talks with China. French President Emmanuel Macron hoping for a meeting between President Trump and Iran's President Hassan Rouhani. President Trump saying he's not opposed to such a meeting if the circumstances were right.
They can't do what they were saying they're going to do, because if they do that, they're going to be met with really very violent force. We have no choice.
Macron said G7 leaders agree Iran needs to meet its nuclear obligations, but there's hope for a diplomatic breakthrough to ease tensions that have grown since the U.S. pulled out of the nuclear deal. America is listening to Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway. Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We have some pretty decent rain chances for today and tomorrow before a midweek frontal system arrives. Scattered to numerous showers and thunderstorms will be roaming around today and tomorrow, especially in the afternoon and evening hours. Locally, heavy downpours in spots. Tonight's low down to about 73. Then on Wednesday, the risk of showers and storms mainly early in the day. Then the front moves through, delivering some nicer air, lower humidity for Wednesday afternoon, Thursday, and Friday with cooler nights as well. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Have you guys tried Nuke's Eatery, where everything is served fresh? I just enjoyed one of their 7 real meal deals with a full handcrafted sandwich for just $8.99. Choose a side and a 32-ounce drink. A real meal, only $8.99. Plus, save time when you order online. Some restrictions may apply.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9228, that's where we are. Mayor Todd Strange in the house on a Monday. Unusual. He was out of town on the day he was supposed to be here. Totally forgot about me. My sister-in-law said, I just texted him. He's in Costa Rica. I was going, uh-oh.
Or as Dave Bowery said, I was at the beach.
Yeah, there you go. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Red Top. Red Top, you're on with Mayor Todd Strange.
Man, how you doing, sir?
Man, if it was any better, I couldn't stand it.
Ah, that is good. You know, ain't it nice to see all these Yankees walking around town just dumping money all over this place?
I tell you, the Buckmasters, I couldn't believe the crowd that was in there.
Buckmasters, I hope he's talking about the AFITC, Air Force Information Technology Conference. A bunch of folks here.
I mean, just in general, every day, there's just tons of Yankees walking around Montgomery dumping money on us.
Moneyed Yankees.
Yeah. Yankees with money.
My favorite thing to do is when I go and welcome these people from these conventions.
Thank you for
like
bringing
that,
your money here.
I take my wallet out and I say it's green. I said, I want that green to be allergic to your wallet. Just jump out into our restaurants and our venues.
Mayor, I have a question about your parking app that a customer of mine just asked me, and I didn't have the answer. On the parking app, you can reserve a meter for later in the day at an event. Is that correct?
I don't think that is correct.
Okay, good. See, because he was wondering if you reserve a meter, you can get towed or whatever. Yeah. But no, as you pull up or as you're in the parking plate, you use the app,
it's specific to that deal. Let me say that service is available, but that was like $600,000+ for us to employ that. That may be an incorrect number, but that's order of magnitude. We didn't pay a dime for this application. We didn't pay a dime.
Oh, that's awesome.
And we put $1,700.
It's instant money. It's instant money.
Yeah, exactly right.
It took a car salesman to do that, didn't it?
Particularly a used car salesman.
Ain't no doubt. Todd, I have really enjoyed all of our events in the past few years. Gonna miss you, bud.
Well, you know, it's always going to be an opportunity to help the next person that comes in, because we elect the right person. We can just keep on climbing that hill and get on the top of it, and we can be that shining city I've always wanted.
I agree. I would like to see just a period of refinement in the city to kind of wrap up and tie all these things together and continue in the direction we're going, and I hope that's where we go. Well, thank you for your service, good man.
I appreciate it, Red Top. Dan asked me earlier, you know, the announcement on the water park. You know, I can't get the shovel in the ground. I can't get us under construction, but I can get the documentation and the contracts in place. And I've got 80-some-odd days, or maybe it's 79 days now, to do a lot of that. And frankly, there's about 3 projects. Now there's 2 projects that I'm focused on to be able to get the contracts in place, signed, sealed, and delivered so that I can feel good about the campground being left a little better.
Richop, thanks for your telephone call. Appreciate it. Let's talk about housing numbers or lodging numbers.
Yeah.
Where are we? Are we still up?
Yeah, we're big time up. What I've been concerned about is the EJI came, opened their doors on April 26th. So the first full month of visitors was May of last year, which we will hear about in June, which we then get reported in July. All right, and so I've been waiting with bated breath to see what was going to happen. The May numbers that we reported the first of July were up about 8%. I was really, really, really pleased with that. The numbers that we reported on August 1st was about break even over last year, and so to the extent that we had a huge increase, like 15% last year, and we were able to sustain a 15% increase and just have a break even, I was very, very, very pleased. As we go forward, we got to make sure that we at least stay even and positive and not go south. But even if we went south a point or two, you know, we're still up 10 or 11, 12%.
What is your biggest fear of the next mayor? What is your biggest fear of what they could do to kind of get this train off the track?
Yeah. I prided myself, and we've prided ourselves in that we really have gotten the city's house in good financial order. Love to have had a lot more reserves. You know, the rating agencies like you to have 25, 30%. We've got a full solid 10, which was up from zero about 8 or 9 years ago. Our bonded indebtedness at the high was about $330 million. We're going to close this year in 35 days at about $260 million.
So going from where to where again?
330 to at the high. We've been declining, and I think we're about 295 right now, and we'll finish up this year at 295, meaning what it was going into this year, and we'll end up at about 260, maybe 265. If you compare that to every other city in the state of our size, the big four, big five, we're between Mobile and Montgomery, we're in good shape. Birmingham, on a per capita basis, like $1,200, $1,300. Birmingham will be at the $3,500, $4,000. And Huntsville is $800 million in debt. Now, they've got some wherewithal to be able to service that, but I'd be really concerned if I was at that kind of level. Their revenue stream is a bit more than ours because they have a utility in their revenue stream, and we don't have utility. We don't have airport or anything like that. So I'm very comfortable with the financial side of the equation. If they start, this is no disrespect at all to a Birmingham,
but
the Birmingham budget, we're going to be 260. It's 259,930,000. I'm 70,000 under 260 million. Birmingham, who has 5,000 or 6,000 more people than we do, is approaching $400 million of budget. And there are a ton of social programs in there, community development programs that are in there.
Is that 400,000 from
400
the
million.
Million? Is that mainly
about
from
140
the,
million
from the occupational tax? Or where?
Well, that be a lot from the occupational tax. Yes, I don't know exact number, but I suspect it's over 100 million that comes from the occupational tax. But my point is,
I'm surprised they're at that number considering. Well, I guess what happens is they've got a huge population that floods in between 8 and 5 Monday through Friday.
So do we. So do we. But our revenue stream, if you look at Parker, I think you have a good respect for Parker. Of the 22 top cities, we're number 18 in revenue production per capita. So our revenue stream really comes from sales tax, from ad valorem tax, which is pretty meager, from business licenses, which is about $45 million, and lodging taxes is about $12 billion.
And I overall is that $259 million of revenue, and we're budgeting about $259 million of expense, planning on some million and a half for put the reserves to get us $26 million or something like that. So my concern is that we will shift away from some of the business oriented things to help business produce revenue for our city over to more of the social programs, whether it be scholarships for graduating kids to go to college or putting big accounts for roof repairs and things like that. There are federal monies to do that, and we use those federal monies to do that, but we don't augment this. We spend about $500,000 a year for dilapidation. We physically can't spend more money with our own forces. Now, we could put another $1.2 million, $1.5 million in that, but we'd have to go out and contract it. The minute you contract it, you half your production capability. Same thing with paving. We can pave about $3 million worth of streets in-house. In 1 year in-house. If you go outside and put more dollars in that, you're going to decrease your production by about 40% to 50% in terms of the dollar we spend today. We're going to get 100%. The dollar we spend tomorrow, you're going to get about 60%.
So let me go back to my question then. What is the one thing you fear that can knock the Montgomery train off the track?
That we get reckless with our expenditures.
We spend money we don't have.
We spend money that
we spend
don't
money
have
in the wrong way.
In the wrong way. There was an article in the paper this weekend. Advertiser did, in my opinion, a very good job because it said the truth. It's what we've been saying. You know, the fact that we budgeted 510 officers, the fact that we've got 475 to 480, it varies. We just hired five last week from other agencies. If you look at that on a per capita basis, we are right with everybody else that's out there. But our crime numbers compared to Birmingham, compared to Huntsville, compared to Mobile, according to a third-party independent evaluator, we're lower by a third of Huntsville and Mobile, and we're lower than by two-thirds than Birmingham. And so they're saying more money, more officers is not necessarily the answer. What you ought to do is rather than hiring 10 officers, you ought to take that $1 million and put it in your social programs so that you can help this community. And they're all in this article, it's all about community policing. And we're trying to balance community policing with the old-time policing that gets bad guys off the
street. Does mental health become part of that?
Absolutely. Mental health is one of the biggest contributors to law enforcement and arrest and just having to deal with them. And frankly, I don't know many people that have done a very good job with mental health because we're so fractured in Alabama and in Montgomery, and we don't have any place for people to go for mental health except to the jail and to the emergency room. We don't have any centers like we used to have, Creel, that the state didn't have the money, so therefore they closed those and put them into the community in their group homes, apartments around that might have 30 or 40 apartments committed to mental health to be able to do that. But we've got three or four different organizations. We had a deal with the mental health authority, mental health group to build a urgent care mental health center. It's about $3 million. But we never had the leadership over at mental health to make that happen. And so, therefore, we've never gotten there. What we've tried to do, and we've got some articles in the paper just recently, or in the media, I don't know where it was, about when people get out of our city jail or our county jail, we have funded four or six counselor positions that their job is to take control and to manage their drugs to manage getting to work, manage to get
no drug medication,
medication and things like that. Yes, exactly.
I don't want people to think that.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
Meth or anything.
Appreciate that,
guys. This just in from Reed Ingram himself. Boston Butts on sale. If you pre-order for this weekend, only $25. This is normally a $35 item. It's very large. Get ready to copy the telephone number down. 280-FARM, 280-FARM. Give him a call. You have to tell him you're a Dan Marsh Show listener. You're going to love his Boston Butts. They are great.
That's a car dealer that's done real well.
That is. New Show 93.1. Going to be back. Final segment with Mayor Todd Strange.
Dan Morris Show.
I wanna hold your hand, baby. Got to hold your hand.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hello, Montgomery. This is Dr. Portia Bradford Love, and my husband, JC Love, is running for mayor. Let me tell you a little bit about JC. JC has a true servant's heart. He is a leader with so many good ideas to help Montgomery flourish. Love for Montgomery means a school system motivated by excellence, not excuses. Love for Montgomery means everyone feels safe in their home and their business. And love for Montgomery means your zip code doesn't determine your access to city services or your opportunity to get ahead. Montgomery, we need to believe in ourselves. JC and I believe in Montgomery because we know the types of great people it has produced and will produce in the future. To me, JC is the obvious choice. After all, he was smart enough to marry me, wasn't he?
I'm JC Love, and Montgomery, I'm running to be your next mayor. It's time for a change, Montgomery. Look around. We can do better, and we have to do better for my children and for yours.
Paid for by Love for Montgomery, P.O. Box 242101, Montgomery, Alabama 36119.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Okay, guys, time's running out here. It's going to be one of the last times we're going to have the mayor on as mayor.
I got October, I got September, and I got October, and we do it before November 12th. I got November.
I know. So what are you going to do on your first day as a free man?
I'm going to be packing to go on a trip on the 15th to Singapore and then on a boat to Australia. Going to be gone about 3 weeks.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I'm jealous.
Well, I am too.
one place I didn't get a chance to go to was Australia.
I've never been to Australia.
I had a trip lined up for it, but then they canceled it the last minute.
Well, that, and I'm going to go back on a board or two that I had to get off of because of ethics when I got to be mayor. I'm still going to be chairman of the University of Montana Valley. There are a couple of boards that I know about that I might try to talk
weasel,
somebody into.
Weasel your way on?
Myself into.
I like that. So, lodging revenues are way up, it sounds like.
We're up good.
Sales tax revenue in general.
Yeah, sales tax is up. No, they're up about 4.5%, which is about 2% more than what we normally. We normally have about 2.5%. Been having that for a number of years now, but I think it's like 4.6, 4.7% up year to date, and we only have August and September left.
Are there any big projects that are coming down the pike that we need to know about?
Yeah, well, there are some projects coming down the pike, but you don't need to know about it.
What type of projects? How about that?
How about industrial development project? There's another project that should be being announced here any day now that is a big capital expenditure, not a lot of jobs in it, but that just leads you to the next one and the next one and the next one. Hopefully there'll be something coming out of the AFIT, FITC conference. We've made the cut on a couple of nice projects that Ellen McNair is working on. So, you know, we're keeping on, because at the end of the day, that job's what make the world go round.
What plays the biggest part of Montgomery getting that kind of business?
Well, reputation helps a lot. The fact that we know how to handle.
Was it that former ADO guy that was a long time ago?
No. I really, in those kind of deals, it's more philosophical with Ellen McNair and her team. But at the end of the day, it is a government between the state, the city, and the county coming with the strategy and with the incentive package. But more than anything else, I just try to establish a trust relationship with the decision makers and let those things kind of take care of themselves. Everybody says, well, incentives, you have to have incentives. You don't always win because you got the highest incentives.
Relationship does play a
huge role. Relationship plays a huge, huge role. And the fact that we're moving into a technological arena, the fact that we are recognized as a smart city now, is beginning to attract those companies. We got one computer company that's already got a spot in Birmingham and also Huntsville. We're looking, I mentioned that earlier, to try to locate them. We have a verbal, but we don't have anything in writing yet. And frankly, they're kind of waiting to see about this water, U.S. Olympic. See, we're going to be able to fly the U.S. Olympic flag. We have permission to fly the flag and to have countries come in here and train for Olympic water sports, whether it be kayaking or any of those other sports.
Wow. Mayor, I'll tell you something. You've done a great job.
I got 79 more days to keep on doing that. So.
Well, we're going to miss you. Tell me what your take is of the election.
Well, I obviously there are 12 candidates. There's probably five or six that are viable. I would be shocked if
there's not a runoff. Did you watch the debate?
I was at the beach when that happened.
Okay.
But I got a ton of texts. I got a lot of people threatening to write in. And my standard answer was, remember Lyndon Johnson?
Yeah.
If nominated, I will not accept. If elected,
I will not serve.
I did have a
Sherman
nightmare
is.
About that. But let me just say that go to the polls. Do not give up your right to vote. That is your God-given right. That's your constitutional right. If you do not get out and vote, regardless of who gets elected, you have no business complaining about it then. And go and elect the person that's going to be the best for Montgomery. Don't have to do the same things we're doing, but hopefully they'll continue to move Montgomery in a direction that will keep us on the map and keep us having opportunities.
Well, I hope so. There are a lot of people very concerned about the direction that this city could go in.
Look for a cheerleader. Look for a relationship people person. Look for people that's not an I people. That's a we people. Look for somebody that's not trying to use this as a stepping stone to whatever the next political situation is. Now that. You just take that as ever how you heard it, because there are some candidates out there that I believe would do a very good job representing Montgomery.
But we're not going to name him.
Nope.
Well, I was surprised of how the attack that people are having that are running for mayor, that it's like they've... don't see what's going on downtown. They don't see our numbers that are happening.
And don't
here.
Vote for anybody that says that they're living in the worst city they ever lived in either. Because we've been vindicated with all of these people that saying you got to have more police officers, you got to do this, go down. If you go and read that advertisement, which is a third-party evaluative situation, you will see that we are on the right track. 16, 17, and 18, crime is down.
Mayor, thank you. You're the replay.
I know, it gets you all choke up.
You're the replay, so I got to get out of here. Jerry, thank you for a great show,
my
friend.
Guys,
be good. Be safe. Be back tomorrow at 12.